How's it, guys, and welcome to Quality Time with Owen Francis. This is a channel that is dedicated to talking quality assurance, quality control, construction engineering, processes, environmental management systems, as well as occupational health and safety. This is the channel that you want to be tuned into if you're working in the construction industry, or if you're working in processes, if you're working in oil and gas, as well as in refineries. Today we're going to have a guest. His name is Sahid Mansour, and he is from M&A Consultants. He is an international safety consultant. He's going to be giving us a conversation, or we're going to be having a discussion about the integration of management systems, ISO 9001, 14001, 45001. I hope that you enjoy it. Guest speaker for the day, Mr. Sahid Mansour.
Good day, everyone. And actually, thank you, Owen, for arranging. We were actually going to, I was on tender hooks earlier on because the day started off very chaotic. Just a bit of background there. We have a consultancy company, M&A, and for the last 20 years, we've been mainly focusing on occupational health and safety. So due to a lot of requirements, we've incorporated or added in a number of other consulting frameworks like project management, quality management, etc. Not to say that we do it, we get with professionals like yourselves and we try and engage them on projects because there is a big need to get the right people for the right job. And after chatting with Owen, this has come up quite often in terms of why companies are not implementing integrated management systems. And I've had a number of workshops from last year dealing with some of the challenges organizations have. So the thought behind this was just a introduction, an overview in terms of what are some of your challenges. And how does your activities fit into to the integrated management system? So some of the benefits are improving performance, and improving performance, like many of us, we want to see from a bottom line how we can improve and showcase this to not just leadership, but to our teams as well. The other areas in terms of eliminating redundancies, and I know I have a big issue with the amount of data that's required, especially in these modern technology times, data packs. Why have we not gone to electronic data packs? And I was a bit surprised when I came back from West Indies. I did a project in one of the mines, one of the big mines in Rustenburg. And I what shocked me was the amount of redundant systems companies still operate with. Okay, so why have we not come out of this era of mass paper, killing the forest, and duplicating the paperwork? Also, in terms of accountability, who's actually accountable? How do we trace accountability? How consistent is our system? So I'm going to use, Owen, you can also direct me. In terms of quality control, ISO 9000, which will be mainly linked to welding, boilers, etc., right?
Yes.
There's a lot of inconsistent approaches in terms of data packs being made up, and it's normally what the client requires. Now, I don't know if you guys have any input in terms of changes to those packs, etc. Are they flow charts, or are they just standard? When you're on site, you get a pack. This is what the pack should look like. Go ahead and do it. So the integrated management system looks at these consistencies or tries and establish them. and it falls into this reduction of bureaucracy, where a lot of organizations are so high level, you know, they set all these a bureaucratic organization and structure, and it doesn't add value. So the integrated management system is where, for example, the quality, the safety, the environmental teams, the project management teams all work as an integrated team. And I had the pleasure of working on two projects recently where we had integrated management systems. And the points I've raised now are just a tip of the iceberg in terms of what it did. It also improved the morale of the team, the project management team, in that we had shared views, we had shared ideas. There's a lot of us that come from an engineering background. There's guys that have excellent knowledge, technical knowledge, that have been in this game for a long time, that also have input in terms of safety. But because the way the systems are designed, you don't get the input. It's normally left to the safety guy. And we found that this cross-pollination of information and ideas, it added and put a lot of emphasis on a total quality management system. So when we looked at audits, we had integrated teams doing audits. And I was surprised with some of the comments made by some of the quality guys in terms of improving even our documentation. And these are key areas in terms that you need to look at.
If you'd like to leave a comment, please drop one below. If there's something you'd like us to discuss on this channel, anything that you're having challenges with in construction engineering, please put in the comment section so that we can address it. And if you are somebody who would like to increase your knowledge with quality assurance and quality controllers, we have an online quality assurance and quality control training course that discusses quality assurance from concept right up into commissioning. We'd love to have you as part of one of our classes in the future. Please don't forget to like this video. Hit the share button, share it with your network, and please feel free to leave a comment. Till next time, thank you.